I've got some genuinely exciting news to kick things off today. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority and the Bank of England have just jointly proposed something that could completely reshape how we handle money, extending our core payment and settlement infrastructure to run almost 24/7.
It's a significant regulatory move, and I'm glad we're talking about it. The core goal here is to finally align our traditional financial systems with the reality of digital markets, which never actually sleep. Specifically, this is designed to enable and scale asset tokenization.
Exactly. And for anyone wondering what that actually means, tokenization is basically taking real-world assets, think prime real estate or even fine art, and converting them into digital tokens that can be traded seamlessly on blockchain networks. It's incredibly empowering for everyday investors.
That's the promise, but right now, we're hitting a major operational wall. Traditional banking settlements are still locked into standard business hours, while digital markets operate around the clock. That mismatch is creating a real bottleneck.
And it really shows up in the details. That gap delays transaction finality, creates unnecessary settlement friction, and honestly, it just ramps up counterparty risk for everyone involved. It's frustrating when you're trying to move assets quickly.
Which is exactly why shifting to near 24/7 settlement capabilities is so critical. By closing that window, regulators are looking to eliminate those delays, ensure faster and more secure transaction finality, and finally unlock the liquidity and fractional ownership advantages that tokenized assets are famous for.
But I know what you're thinking. Running a financial system 24/7 sounds intense. That's why the proposal is heavily prioritizing a security-first, evidence-based approach. They're not just flipping a switch overnight.
Right. Rather than mandating immediate changes, the regulators are actively soliciting structured feedback from fintech firms, traditional banks, and asset managers. They want to get this right.
And that collaborative approach is music to my ears. It ensures that extending operating hours won't compromise systemic stability or accidentally introduce new vulnerabilities. It's all about building trust alongside innovation.
Absolutely. Cybersecurity, operational resilience, and robust risk management are at the very heart of this framework. It reflects a mature regulatory strategy that carefully balances pushing the industry forward with maintaining strict financial integrity.
But the ripple effects here go way beyond just the UK. If London pulls this off, it could genuinely set a new global standard.
As a global financial benchmark, a successful deployment of always-on settlement infrastructure would directly enhance the UK's competitiveness. We're talking about holding our own against major hubs like New York and Singapore, which are already moving aggressively in this space.
The operational wins are huge too. We're looking at significantly faster transaction processing, much less friction for cross-border and after-hours trading, and a real boost in institutional investor confidence. It's going to make digital asset markets feel so much more reliable.
And it's not just about institutions. For everyday consumers, a resilient, continuous settlement layer means that future interactions with tokenized assets will remain transparent, secure, and genuinely accessible. That's the foundation of public trust.
Ultimately, this feels like a foundational step toward the mainstream integration of digital assets into traditional finance. It's the bridge we've been waiting for.
Exactly. By bridging the operational divide between legacy banking schedules and 24/7 digital markets, the UK is laying the groundwork for a more efficient, liquid, and globally competitive financial ecosystem. The feedback phase will dictate the exact pace, but the strategic direction is undeniable. Traditional infrastructure must adapt to the digital economy, or it will be left behind.